This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, great opportunity right now to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to hear from you this morning again with your retirement-related question. Before we get to this week's conversation, a couple of things to keep in mind as we talk with CJ and Malia. Of course, the website at Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. You can learn more about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial. You can also submit a question to be answered here on the show, as well as sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's an email that comes into your inbox once a week. It's got a link to the most recent podcast, as well as a snapshot of what's going on in the markets. A really handy, really useful email there. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there's no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And again, joining us this morning, retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy September.
Oh, my goodness. It is. Yeah. It's not just that we're already 3 days into it. It's just
I know. Hard to believe.
Yes. We've got a really important and really good question ahead. Questions about the word guarantee and what that means and things you need to understand when it comes to saving or investing. We'll get to that in just a moment. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the really cool things that goes on each and every week here on Money in Motion is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. A little tip, typically both the question and the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the program, so definitely want to pay close attention and get a chance to win later on in the program that $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. Let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week and not only get the question, but get that answer as well.
Yeah, we had a lot of listeners. Usually any of our shows that cover Social Security issues, yes, we tend to have a lot of listeners. Last week was no exception. So big shout out to Mike of Belleville. He was our winner, so congratulations to him. The question of the week was, if you are not yet full retirement age in 2020 and you are drawing Social Security benefits, what's the income limit you can earn before your Social Security benefit will be affected? Multiple choice, was it $25,000 or $18,240? Again, Mike had the correct answer, $18,240 in 2020. So thanks for listening and try again today, whoever didn't win last week.
You got a great opportunity today. Again, it's $25 gift card to Dick's. Let's talk about, when it comes to finances, of course, we have conversations that revolve a lot around that word guarantee. Let's talk a little bit about what guarantees people can look for or expect when it comes to money that you're saving or investing.
Yes, this is an important topic. It comes up all the time as we engage prospects, even with our existing clients. And I guess the short answer is nothing in life is guaranteed, unfortunately, right? And even when you see guarantees, it'll be as good as the guarantee or claims paying ability of the insurance company, or guaranteed as long as the U.S. federal government is solvent. What they're really saying is, guaranteed as long as we're still around, right? And so
we don't want to sound depressing, though, right?
We don't. We are going to talk about these guarantees, but you do need to understand that financial planning is less about creating a bunch of guarantees and more about scales of risk. What risk are you willing to take on? And certainly, when you get into products that are, say, FDIC insured, which we'll be talking about here in a moment, or insured by credit union associations or an insurance guarantee fund, certainly those have much less risk because ultimately, those have been very stable guarantees. But it is important to recognize financial planning is not about elimination of uncertainty. It's about limiting uncertainty and basically optimizing your decision making. With that being said, one of the guarantees that people seek out quite often is FDIC. So, of course, what is this? Well, FDIC stands for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is an independent agency of the United States government. It protects you against the loss of your insured deposits if an FDIC-insured bank or savings association fails. FDIC insurance is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. So effectively, back to like, what would be a situation where FDIC is not able to cover any sort of failure of a bank? The answer would be if the federal government was no longer around, the United States federal government, that is. Pretty unlikely, as you can imagine. The FDIC was created in 1933 in a response to thousands of bank failures. If anybody knows what was going on between the 20s and early 30s in the United States, it's known as the Great Depression era. And during the Great Depression, a lot of banks failed and people lost confidence in the banking system. There's actually movies about this. What's the movie? I can't remember. The Christmas?
Yeah, the guy with, the run on the bank.
I know. And, blanking on the name. I have no doubt somebody can call in and tell us what it is. But that movie where banks fail and everybody runs into the bank and they're like, where's my money? And they go, well, actually, it's in Bob's store and it's in Sally's, you know, hair salon. And so the
it's
point
a
of it is.
Life.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My favorite movie.
So the point of this is to say that people can lose confidence in banks if there's not a liquidity provider or a guarantee provider. And so that's what actually the Federal Reserve is there to do, to provide liquidity to banks if there's a run on a bank. And then in the case of FDIC, it's there to promote confidence in people's ability to get money out of the bank if the bank fails. So anyway, FDIC was started on January 1st of 1934, and no depositor since then has lost a single cent of insured funds. Now, that's what we need to talk about. So what is the insurance limit? So FDIC insurance covers the depositors of a failed FDIC-insured depository institution, dollar for dollar, plus any principal that's accrued, up to a maximum of $250,000. Now, for anybody who really understands FDIC, that's $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC-insured bank, per ownership category. Let me repeat that. $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC-insured bank, per ownership category. So it is possible for you to have millions of dollars that are in various different banks or various different registrations. Think of it as single, joint, trust, IRA. Those are all different registrations that could all be FDIC insured, assuming these banks are FDIC insured banks. Not all institutions are covered by FDIC, by the way. So it is important that you're aware of this. But prior to 2008, FDIC coverage was limited to $100,000 per depositor, but obviously through the financial crisis, that was another thing that scared people. And so then as of 2010, that was permanently changed to $250,000 of coverage. So if you want to know if your bank is covered by it, usually you can just walk in the front and you're going to see FDIC all over. They have placards everywhere. If you don't see that, that should raise a warning bell. And you may want to look online, you may want to ask somebody at the bank, or you may want to call FDIC themselves, or go to FDIC.gov, and you can get their phone number there, try to check the bank, all of that. But pretty important, in my humble opinion, if you're going to put something in the bank because you want it to be safe and secure, I would probably put it in a bank that is FDIC covered, just my thought, at least.
Really good insight, really good perspective this morning from CJ Clausen, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, great opportunity to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Claus Financial online, the website clausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Claus Financial is complimentary. That telephone number, 442-5637. What about a credit union? We'll find out if there's any guarantees there, what we need to be looking out for as well when it comes to protection for your investments, the SIPC and those type of things. We'll find out from CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
A fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air with your retirement-related question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial. You can learn more about them online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about that word guarantee and the things you need to know when it comes to protecting your money in certain institutions. Talked about banks and the FDIC. What about if you keep your money in a credit union versus a bank? Are there any guarantees there?
Well, actually, many of them do offer a guarantee similar to what CJ was just speaking of with the FDIC. In this case, it's called the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund. It's the FDIC. This goes back actually to 1970, and it insures members' deposits. Again, similar to FDIC, you're going to go ahead, they're going to go ahead and insure up to $250,000. Similar to, again, FDIC, the limit applies per depositor, per insured account for each ownership category. There's a myth out there that if the bank or credit union has multiple branches, you could do it at different branches. That's not the case. It would be per account, per person, and per bank. So important to understand that you've got that potential $250,000 guarantee here. But the biggest thing we want to point out today is that both FDIC bonds, mutual fund accounts, or even life insurance policies, annuities, or municipal securities. So even if you've purchased those through one of these places that offers FDIC or NCUA insured banks or savings institutions, those actual products do not fall under the guarantee. They might possibly have an insurance guarantee of some sort, but not a guarantee directly related. And another thing I'd like to point out too, when it's kind of funny we mentioned the movie we all remember, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
A run on the bank. You know, people seem to think if there were runs on the bank, if they actually materialized, that their money would be instantly available. And what the federal law provides for is they may get it. In most cases, people would get it as soon as possible, and it could be the next day. But I just want people to understand that. So you do want to check to see if your credit union is similar to the FDIC, if your credit union falls into the category that is covered under the NCUA.
I've got to assume, too, logistical and other reasons, you probably don't want all that money just sitting around at the bank as well.
Probably not.
You want to put it somewhere safer and a little
We've done entire shows on this topic, I feel like.
Not under the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you want to catch any of those shows, by the way, check out those previous shows podcasts. A lot of really good information on the website as well as contained in those podcasts as well. Talking with Malia and CJ, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. So we touched on a little bit in that last part talking about protection for investments. We hear about, I of course hear it every day at the end of the program, SIPC. What is SIPC?
Yeah, another acronym for our industry. Holy smokes, they're all over the place. As a matter of fact, the short, you know, people say IRA or they'll say IRA. Yeah. Well, same thing with SIPC. They go SIPC or SIPC.
Yeah.
So I don't know, whatever. SIPC stands for Securities Investors Protection Corporation, which came into being in late 1960. So between 1968 and 1970, there was a very high trading volume that was accompanied by a steep decline in the stock market and a lot of broker dealers that had merged or went out of business and couldn't meet certain obligations of their customers and they went bankrupt. Hence, again, just like in the banking sector in the 1920s and 1930s, which gave birth to the FDIC, in a similar way between the 1960s and 1970s, the bankruptcies of various broker dealers kind of declined confidence in the overall markets and investing, and therefore born was the SIPC. So as a result of all of that, Congress passed the Securities Investors Protection Act of 1970. That's when it went into effect. And the purpose of it was to protect customers against certain types of losses resulting from broker-dealer failure, and also obviously to promote confidence in the markets. So bottom line, if your brokerage firm goes out of business and is a member of the SIPC, then your cash and securities held by that brokerage firm would be protected up to $500,000, which actually includes $250,000 limit for cash. If an SIPC member becomes insolvent, then SIPC will ask a court to appoint a trustee to supervise the firm's liquidation and then get you out your money. Now, to be clear, SIPC does not protect you against losses caused by a decline in the market value of securities. So let me just hit on this at a high level again. FDIC coverage, you know, protects you against bank failures up to $250,000 per bank, per person, per registration type. NCUA is very similar to FDIC, but it's for credit unions. And then finally, SIPC is an insurance for securities in a broker-dealer. However, none of those insurances that I just mentioned to you allow you to say, oh, I lost money in the stock market, I'm going to go sue my broker, I'm going to go sue my advisor, I'm going to go sue my bank. You can't do that. No. That's actually why they have things called a suitability standard or a fiduciary standard, because they're trying to determine if you can, quote unquote, take on that risk. And you have to sign off on having the ability to take on the risk of potential loss of principal. So that's one thing that is like not recoverable, so to speak. There is no guarantee against you taking on risk and losing. It'd be the equivalent of saying, hey, I started a business, the business failed, I'm going to sue the federal government and try to get money from them for my failed business. Right? It doesn't work that way. If you're going to take on the risk, you're going to have to bear the downside risk of that. But these institutions, FDIC, NCUA, SIPC, are meant to give you a minimum level of confidence so that you know that if something goes wrong, not due to any fault of your own, that you will be protected.
Really?
So, go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say, no, it's really good stuff and really a really good explanation there, kind of combining everything and helping us kind of get that overview. And this is really important stuff we are talking about this morning. And we'll continue our conversation when it comes to things like guarantees. You may have heard of insurance products, things like annuities, those kind of things. We'll find out from CJ and Malia what we need to know when it comes to those type of products. We'll find out next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner right here on 1310 WR. RBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can also submit a question to be answered right here on the program. We'll get to actually to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner in just a moment. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 637. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about the word guarantee. And I sometimes hear certain insurance products like annuities are guaranteed. Let's talk about if we should consider having those for a source of guarantees.
Right. Yeah. So we've talked about FDIC insurance, NCUA, Securities Investors Protection Corporation, and then finally a product. So the first three that we just went through were not products. They're just coverages for things going wrong to no fault of your own at different institutions where you have dollars. Whereas an annuity is a product. Now, where people go wrong occasionally is they think of an annuity as an investment. And truthfully, it is a product that you're purchasing. So they're meant to give you long, it is a long-term contract between you and insurance company. Now, annuities by definition don't have to be long-term, but most of them are. So they can provide you with a guaranteed income stream over a specified period of time. These insurance products can offer these guarantees, but you should completely understand or do your best to understand the product that you're purchasing and then any investments you might put within that product. There's actually three different core types of annuities. There's fixed annuities, variable annuities, and what are called equity indexed annuities. They all have different pros and cons. And then if annuities aren't complex enough, you can actually add on riders to these annuities known as like long-term care riders, death benefit riders, and income riders. Now, here's something I just want to say is if anybody's listened to our show for a while, we have some concerns, I'd say, with annuities as it relates to them potentially being oversold because they're usually sold by a broker who makes a commission, and that to us can create a conflict of interest. However, at their core, annuities are actually pretty simple. It's the idea of purchasing a product that's going to generate a guaranteed income stream for me for the rest of my life and maybe a spouse's life. Sounds a lot like a pension to me. And so ultimately, at their core, they're not evil. They're not bad. It's just they're so complex and there's so many types and so many riders and holding periods and costs that you just need to be aware. But I don't think people should be ultimately afraid of them or say that by definition they are good or bad. That's simply just not true. At their core, they can be simple and brilliant. But you just really need to know what it is that you would be getting into. So our word to the wise whenever we've talked about annuities has been caution, caution, caution. Just be careful as you're heading that direction because you want to make sure you know what you're getting into.
Great guidance this morning. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Telephone number 442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. Time now for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And our listener, Mike, wrote in. He said, was there a COVID-related increase in Social Security benefits in 2020?
Yeah, so thanks for the question, Mike. So as far as we know, and we also know things change by the minute,
yes.
But as far as we know, there's been no announced changes to Social Security benefits because of COVID-19 and the related stimulus package. So while many Social Security recipients actually were eligible for the stimulus plan payment that we saw back with the CARES Act that passed in March of this year, and whether they received the full amount, which was $1,200 per person, it depended on certain income thresholds. So adjusted gross incomes of $75,000 for single filers and $150,000 for married filers with no children. And it declined according to the income. What we do know is some of those stimulus packages actually went out to people who were deceased, right? So again, we don't know what the future will hold, if this will be connected with Social Security in 2021, if there will be an increase related. We certainly don't know that. We do know that cost of living increases are looked at every year if, in fact, we've had an increase. And this year, we saw 1.6% being added on to people's Social Security benefits. Again, sometimes people say, I didn't get anything, and because it's reflected when their Medicare comes out, they feel like they didn't really get a bump up. If there's inflation, generally we see a little bump up. So we will look into 2021. We'll see what's on the horizon. But at this point, there's been no announced COVID increases for your Social Security benefit.
Great answer. Great question. And of course, you too can be like Mike and submit your question online, klaasfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Go on and hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2020, the FDIC insures a depositor against loss in a bank of up to how much per depositor, per bank, per ownership category? Is it $100,000 or $250,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Dick's. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guy. Full Scope with Dr. Cole Hemkes comes your way next right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Securities America, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial Asset Advisors and Securities America are separate companies. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.